Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Getting ready for the weekend here on Sports Talk. Plenty of NFL action and college, of course. We've got LSU with the big one, always in Death Valley with Alabama coming to town Saturday night. Going to be talking to Danny Cannell after the first break, college football analyst, courtesy of Bet Online. And some cool little facts going into this matchup, guys. You see that Olivia Dunn and Paul Skeens will be the guest pickers as College Game Day will be on campus in Baton Rouge. Pretty good representatives for the school to be on College Game Day. I like that one.
Yeah, if you're talking about NIL money. There we go, right there. And so, yeah, they've been the power couple.
Right, for sure.
Power couple. And so I'm going to get some spotlight shined on that. The other thing, too, Nick Saban coming back to Baton Rouge as an announcer. and, you know, a lot of people say, you know, you think he's going to be greeted bad? What? No, I don't think he's going to. Man, Nick Saban helped build the program LSU has today. Now, people hated Nick because they feared him.
Right.
When he took that job, the fear was, man, he could build Alabama just like he built LSU, and he built it beyond. And so I'll be interested to see kind of the deal for Nick because, listen, he was the one that laid the foundation for LSU football. LSU was a middle-of-the-road team in the SEC when Nick took over, and look what he did. He brought him to a national championship. And, man, he had another team built up had he stayed and not went to the Miami Dolphins. And I get it. You want to try your shot at the NFL. It didn't work out. But, man, he was something in that role from Alabama. And he was the most hated man in the state of Louisiana, for sure. But I think the hate really has everything to do with fear. And the fear was well implemented because you feared him when you went up against him.
And I get it. Obviously, you go from LSU to Alabama, but there was that transition, like you just mentioned there. He tried his hand at Miami first. It wasn't like he left Baton Rouge for Tuscaloosa.
Like a lot of college coaches. Okay, you going to do it my way or the highway?
Yeah.
What? How much money are you getting paid, Coach Saban? Oh, I'm making more than you. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
And then, you know, kind of how it ended in Miami. And people who covered the Dolphins back then are still mad because he denied everything. I'm not in touch with University of Alabama.
Right.
I don't know nothing about it. I barely remember, you know, they had a football program. And then, you know, 24 hours later, he's getting off the plane. He's the new head coach. Now, I know his agent got a lot to do with that. Jimmy Sexton took care of all that. But still, You can't say I don't know nothing about it, and then you take the job the next day. Man, they got people there. They still kind of upset with Mr. Saban about it.
We can thank Nick, though, and his training staff in Miami for passing on Drew Brees.
Yeah, and I did some tours, Tiger tours, and Nick was there. And I asked him about it, and, you know, the deal was if I could get the right quarterback, because he felt that was the thing in pro football. It all built around the quarterback. So he leaves LSU and he goes to Miami, and Brees is there. Now, Brees ain't going to pass any physical at that time, okay, because Dr. James Andrews had just redone his shoulder. So the team doctor flunked it. Randy Mueller can tell the story about it. But I remember those Tiger tours. He always emphasized that for a pro team, I want the quarterback. And I thought when he had a chance to sign Drew, he would do it. And, you know, they went against they went with the doctor's orders and didn't sign him. The Saints took a chance, and it was a big chance, but, man, did it pay off.
Ended up in with Culpepper in Miami, huh?
Yeah, Dante Culpepper. Yeah, and that didn't work,
didn't work out well, right?
Didn't work out too.
He didn't have
well.
Randy Moss to throw to over there.
No, he sure didn't, man. That was some heydays in Minnesota,
oh,
though.
Yeah, for sure.
And, man, he was a big guy, Culpepper. He was no small man. He was a big man. He took off running downfield. Now, you don't want him running anchor on the 4x400-meter relay team, but he was a big horse.
Another kind of interesting and big news for this Tiger team heading into the matchup, we are going to have a live Bengal Tiger on the field during the game. I couldn't believe when I saw that. I was like, wow, it's back.
My thing is, we got bigger fish to fry in this state to be worried about a damn Tiger on the field. I get it.
It's a cool, menacing, you know, presence.
Okay, growing up, I saw it.
Yeah.
Okay, they did it back then. But, man, if that's your point of emphasis, come on. You got much bigger things to do in this world than worry about the Tiger being on the field.
We are going to get into some of those bigger things in college football for this weekend. Danny Cannell, college football analyst, courtesy of Bet Online, will join us after the break. You can chime in on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line 504-260-1870 if you got a question for me and Mike. We're going to take a break right now. Be right back with more of Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest Casino right after this. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettillier, counting down to those big games and helping us right now, Danny Cannell, college football analyst, courtesy of Bet Online. Check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff conference, Heisman and college football week 11 lines. Danny, how you doing, man?
Steve, Mike, what's going on, fellas? How we doing, man? I'm fired up for a big November, like, slate. We're getting into the final months of the season. The playoff races are getting tight, man. It's going to be awesome.
Danny, it's kind of cannibalization in the SEC. You know, it is what it is. But your thoughts on LSU, Alabama? Both teams are flawed. They can't run the football. Neither one, of course, the running backs now. Alabama got that guy, a quarterback, that can run pretty well. And, man, Alabama secondary. Danny, I can't remember another season that they can't cover. Their cornerbacks are just getting eaten alive. And then LSU's giving up chunk yardage against the run. So I think this comes down to, in the fourth quarter, who makes the mistake at quarterback? Either Garrett Nussmeier or Jaden Milroe.
I think it's a really good assessment. I think that's a really good assessment, and I'd have to agree with you on all accounts. Like, it has been stunning to see Alabama and their secondary struggle. Even in the game against Tennessee, which they lost, they should have lost by more. Nico Iamalieva, the quarterback for Tennessee, missed about three wide open guys that were open for touchdowns. Otherwise, that game gets a little bit sideways. We saw the South Carolina game. They're giving up big plays. That game shouldn't be competitive. So to your point about the quarterbacks, like, who do you trust more? Because it's been a little bit of a bumpy ride, right? They're both coming off games. Garrett Nussmeier's coming off of a game against A&M where he had those three interceptions, and it was a little bit rough for him. Milroe, I know they got things back on track versus Missouri, but I look at that Missouri team just like a wounded duck that's not a very good out. And yet in the last four games for Jalen Milroe, he's got three touchdowns, five interceptions. But I think more importantly, Milroe has not been going off with his legs the way he did last year. He hasn't eclipsed 50 yards rushing in the last four games, and that really is what makes him special. So if you're LSU, can you do what teams recently have been able to do, and that's control him? Like, keep him in the pocket, make sure he doesn't kill you for that big run. And I think they can do it with some success and then not give up the big play to Ryan Williams, their freshman wide receiver who's been a freshman sensation. And I really do trust Garrett Nussmeier, who, yes, he's been up and down and he's had his moments, but I also look back at the Ole Miss game when he had a couple interceptions again, but it was the fourth quarter when they needed him and a fourth down conversion, and he steps up. And with some quarterbacks, you see them after a couple interceptions lose their confidence. I have never once seen Garrett Nussmeier's confidence waver. So I actually do like LSU playing at home. I think he has a big night playing against that secondary. The other thing I think he gets better protection from his offensive line. They struggled on the road against A&M, where they had probably one of the better defensive lines in the SEC. Another thing about Alabama's defensive line, they're not as dominant as they've been in years past. So I think you see some protection for Nussmeier. I think he's able to get the ball through the air, and I do like LSU to cover and probably to win the game, but I do think it's a high-scoring game too. I think both of these offenses will have a lot of success.
Danny, watch the health issue of C.J. Daniels in this game at wide receiver. LSU's offense really percolates when Daniels is healthy. He does the dirty work, okay? He'll run that short intermediate route, and Nussmeier likes to throw that type pass. But also he's their best blocker as a receiver. Now, he's been nicked up a little bit, and I think he's probable, Steve showed me right, for this game against Alabama. He's a key because I could tell Garrett trusts him. He's going to be in the spot where I'm going to throw it. And he might not be the big-name guy, but if Daniels is healthy, that's a big plus for LSU.
Huge, a huge plus, and I totally agree with you. I also, the other thing, too, about LSU, I love C.J. Daniels, but he does have other weapons to work with, whether it's Mason Taylor, who's been a big playmaker for him, Kyron Lacy, we all know about, but the weapons that he's got, I really think if you want to slow down Alabama, it really does. They've been a little bit too one-dimensional going to Ryan Williams for the big play. You have to make sure he doesn't go off. And he is special. He's made a bunch of big plays. He's, you know, him and Jeremiah Smith are the two true freshmen that everyone's talking about. You just can't let him have that big play because it really does feel like that offense thrives off his big playmaking capability through the air.
Danny, your thoughts, Ole Miss, Georgia. Now, I got people trying to convince me. I mean, go with Ole Miss here. They're playing at home. I'm telling you, man, okay, you got to do it. I still think Georgia wins. I think it's close. But, man, I bit on it a little bit last week. I thought that was going to be the year Penn State beats Ohio State. Not that they didn't have chances, but some lousy play calling. But Ole Miss, Georgia, your thoughts on that game?
So early this week, and I was coming in, you know, coming off the Ole Miss game when Ole Miss goes into Fayetteville, puts up 63, and they blow out Arkansas, jump out all over them. Probably Monday I came in, and I was like, man, Ole Miss, man, they are hot right now. Like, they are the team that looks so good. I feel like we've been here before, though, right? They've had momentum before. They've been undefeated. I mean, I always go back to the game where Lane Kiffin said, get your popcorn ready right before the game against Alabama. And then next thing you look up the scoreboard and you're down 28-0. I don't think it'll be that type of game. I think Ole Miss is really good. But you know what I'm worried about for Ole Miss? I think they miss Quinshon Judkins. They have not been running the ball with much success. And even last week in the game, Jackson Dart threw for 515 yards, 6 touchdown passes against Arkansas. I think that's their best way to score points. It's when they're most prolific. So now we're telling me that Jackson Dart is going to be able to throw the ball for even 400 yards or even 300 yards against the Georgia defense, which we saw what they did in Texas when they're at their peak. I would expect the best of Georgia's defense. I think they're able to keep Ole Miss in check. But here's where I think it'll be close. Like you, I think Ole Miss's defense is pretty good, and Georgia's got an issue with the turnover bug, specifically in Carson Beck, who has just – it's been inexplicable. I think he's having a crisis of confidence right now. He doesn't look like he's seeing the field well. He's not playing with a tremendous amount of confidence. In their three biggest games against Bama, 3 picks cost them the game. Against Texas, it didn't cost them, but it sure kept them from blowing them out, 3 picks in that game. And then, of course, last week against Florida, you look up at the scoreboard, it's 20-20. And even Carson Beck said the only way that game was close is because he was turning the ball over. I am concerned about his play, but I think they get enough out of the run game and their defense to get out of, with a close victory. So I'm like you. I need to see Lane Kiffin do it before I believe it. So I'm backing the Dogs, but I also think it'll be a lower-scoring game.
BYU, Utah. Now, it's not like BYU got to travel too far to go to Utah. But I was surprised that I think the line is either 3 or 3.5, depending on where you bet. I thought that would be a little bit more. BYU has really played well. Utah's been a bit of a – no, they're never going to be a great offensive team, not with the coach. They want to grind it out and play good defense and kind of feed off turnovers. BYU has really played well this year in a lot of different aspects. Your thoughts on BYU-Utah? Because, Danny, I thought that line would be more like 5 than 3.5.
I am with you. I look at this game. I think BYU is the most disrespected team by the committee and by fans, you know, because their resume is really good. They've got 2 wins over top 25 teams in Kansas State and SMU. And yet the odds makers, they don't respect them either. And I think this is a healthy respect for Utah's defense because it cannot be for their offense. They lost Cam Rising, who was the 6th-year senior who was coming back. He's lost for the season. Then they're playing Zach Wilson's younger brother, Isaac Wilson, who has really struggled with the turnover bug this season. He's got 8 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. And now Kyle Whittingham coming into this game says we might make a change at quarterback, playing Brandon Rose, who's a sophomore, you know, quarterback that really hasn't played much football at all. What it tells me is that Utah offense isn't going to score many points. So can their defense keep them in this game? I think it's a healthy respect for Utah's history of success. I think it's a healthy respect for the rivalry. I think it's disrespectful to BYU. I think BYU continues to get it done, goes into Rice-Eccles, which is really, you know, nasty place to play. But Utah's 4-4. I'll ride with BYU saying their Cinderella story continues and they stay undefeated.
Look at another one of those big games this weekend. You got Coach Prime bringing Colorado to Texas Tech. Colorado, a 3-point favorite on the road. How are you feeling about this matchup, which should be interesting?
So last year I was a Colorado hater, right? I thought they were so overrated. I thought it was all smoke and mirrors. It was all talk and not much substance. And this year, I think they're a legit football team. I think they're a really good football team. And I think there's a potential that could be the best football team in the Big 12. But it's a really tricky game for them because Texas Tech, Lubbock is not an easy place to go to. They have a top 5 running back in the country and a guy named Taj Brooks, who is 5th in the country in rushing yardage. Their quarterback, Baron Morton, is really a pretty good quarterback. He led a last-minute drive down the field on the road to win against Iowa State, which was really impressive. But they're coming off of that emotional win. Can they match the emotion and get up again? I think they can. If the number is over 3, like 3.5, I love Texas Tech. Otherwise, I'd probably say maybe even have some push protection because I think Colorado could win by a field goal. But I think this is a field goal type game. Again, pay attention to the number. I think it's huge. If you get 3.5, I really like Texas Tech. The other thing I really like is Travis Hunter for the Heisman Trophy. This kid is so special. What he's doing, we have not seen in 50 to 75 years of college football. We've seen some guys play a little bit on both sides of the football. Travis Hunter is a starter on wide receiver, where he's probably one of the best wide receivers in the country. He's a starter at corner, where I think he's one of the best corners in the country, and he plays over 115 snaps a game. It is inhuman. Like, it is hard to believe what he does, making an impact on both sides of the ball. He is awesome. And Shador, I think, is going to be the top quarterback taken in the NFL draft. So they are entertaining. They're fun. I think they're really good. But I think they're going to be in a field goal game this weekend.
Danny, I think if Travis Hunter doesn't win it, I think Cameron Ward from Miami or Florida, I think he'll be right there. I know you've seen him. What's interesting when you break down the tape on him, he never throws the ball on balance. He's either backing up or throwing off his back foot, and yet he's the high completion rate with him. Your thoughts on Cameron Ward as a quarterback? Because he's a little unorthodox. If you're looking for what you want to call that structural build type quarterback, that, you know, straight over the top, always over the top with it, he throws it sort of sidearm, three quarters, whatever. But he doesn't set up a lot and throw, you know, with his feet under him. Your thoughts as a former quarterback to watch him play?
It's so much fun watching this kid play. He is so exciting. And you are spot on with your evaluation because he very rarely has good mechanics. His arm is like must be made of rubber the way because he's got a cannon. Like, he can put some velocity on the ball. He can deliver it from any sort of angle. But what blows me away is his calmness in the pocket. I've never seen a guy that his feet stay so calm, even so much so sometimes it looks like he thinks the play is dead, like he's almost stopped and just kind of walking in the pocket. And then, boom, all of a sudden he puts it up, you know, scrambles a little bit, buys some more time, and makes a throw, like an insane throw that's across his body, and he rips it downfield, and it hits a receiver perfectly in target. He's the reason Miami has turned this program around. I mean, whether it's been, you know, whatever one possession game they've been in, whether it was at Cal, whether it was Virginia Tech, whether it was this past weekend against Duke, where they're down 15 points in the second half, he's unflappable. He just does not care what is happening around him, what the scoreboard says. He delivers every time. It's a little bit frustrating because he does get careless with the football sometimes, but he's got that mentality, and he makes so many good plays. You can live with a boneheaded interception because most of the time he makes up for it with some sort of circus play. I mentioned Shedeur Sanders is the first quarterback off the board. I think Cam Ward is the second quarterback off the board in the NFL draft, and I think Miami is a legitimate national championship contender solely because of him. He is that type of player. It reminds me of Joe Burrow 2019. Different styles, but what he meant for LSU with that perfect season that I thought he played in 2019, their defense was okay. It wasn't great. That's how I would describe Miami's defense. But anytime you have a guy like that, a quarterback, you got a chance to win against any team in the country.
Danny, when you look at the Bet Online odds for the college football playoff winner, anything stand out to you as far as somebody being too high or too low in the ranking?
No, I think they're dialed in pretty right. I always look for value, like who's undervalued. I don't have them in front of me. Let me pull them up here because I'm looking at them right now. I would say from this perspective, I was just talking about Miami, like them being there at 10-1, I think is pretty good. Bama, if you want to get Bama, see, I don't think Bama wins this weekend against LSU, but if you do, now it's time to get them at 18-1 because if they get through this game, they probably get in the playoffs. And if they do win this game, that to me says Jalen Milroe is healthy. I still think he might be banged up, but they've always got the potential to win. So I kind of like them at 18-1 from a value play. The other thing is Notre Dame. Notre Dame is a wild card. They haven't played anybody. I mean, they played one team, Texas A&M, and they beat Texas A&M. That's their one big win. Then they lost to Northern Illinois. Since then, they've been getting better and better. They're a 26-point favorite against Florida State, which is probably more about Florida State being awful. But Riley Leonard is pretty special. They're kind of a wild card that I look at. I don't think they're a national championship contender, but at 33-1, and they're almost a certainty to make the playoffs, maybe they could get hot and win three games in a row. I don't think that's the worst value. Of all the other ones, I think all the other teams at the top are legitimate national championship contenders. So if you like them, go ahead and get them because they're not going to get any cheaper, I don't think.
Danny, always appreciate your time. Some great insights. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy the games.
Thank you, Danny.
Awesome. You guys, too. Always great catching up. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Danny Cannell, college football analyst. He's courtesy of Bet Online. You can check out Bet Online for updated college football playoff conference, Heisman, and college football week 11 lines. And when we get back, we're going to get into our pick six segment. Charlie will give us an update on the standings and then go through our rundown of who we like this weekend right after this. Stay tuned on WWL, the Treasure Chest Casino. Be right back after this.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to remind everybody, if you work or live in the Vacherie, Louisiana area, you can meet Saints legend Deuce McAllister and Mike Haas tomorrow at the First American Bank and Trust headquarters. They'll be there for a special edition of Fans in the Pro live for a Veterans Day celebration. Come out and celebrate our nation's heroes with Deuce and Haas and beautiful Vacherie at First American Bank and Trust headquarters. That's 2785 Louisiana 20 tomorrow, 4 to 6 on WWL.
Man, I know where Vacherie is. They ain't too far from where.
You can stop in and say hey to the guys.
I might have something else to do.
Well, we got right now to do, get into our pick six segment. How did things go this weekend, this past weekend, Charlie, and what do we got on the docket to pick this week?
So starting off with last week, guys, Bobby and Steve win at 4-2 on the week. Mike, you went 2-4. I went 3-3. Just kind of recapping real quick what happened with you, Mike. Really tough week in college football, Penn State, A&M, Pitt. You know, Steve, you ended up going with South Carolina. You were the only one that picked them, so I gave you a game on everyone else. Texas A&M really dropped the ball. I mean, there's nothing else you can really say. Pitt really let both of us down, Mike. The Saints let everyone down. Everyone had the same NFL picks last week, so we all picked the Saints. That didn't work out. We all picked the Lions and Falcons, which did work out, and that's how we get to 3-3 for me. Mike, you went 2-4. Bobby and Steve both at 4-2. So, looking ahead to this week, I'm currently in the lead on the standings. I have a 31-23 record. Mike, you're at 28-26. Steve, you're right behind at 27-27. And Bobby is sitting at 24-30. Bobby gave me his picks for this week as well, so I got those ready to go. And we're going to start out with college football week 11, guys. I only picked two games because I think the NFL slate's a little bit better this weekend. So we got four NFL games, but we'll get to those two college football games right away. Number 2, Georgia opens as 2.5-point favorites at number 16, Ole Miss. Bobby's got Georgia. I agree with him. What do you guys got?
Georgia.
Oh, we got a clean sweep right off the bat, gentlemen. I'm going with the Bulldogs, too, even though they're on the road. I don't care. I like them in Ole Miss.
I just like what Danny had to say about them, in all honesty. I was thinking of potentially taking, you know, Ole Miss, but just...
He swayed you.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, I was back and forth on it, but this is a clean sweep. So Georgia all the way, guys. Up next, we got the SEC showdown that everyone's looking forward to in Death Valley. Number 11, Alabama opens as 2.5-point favorites at number 14, LSU. And Bobby's got the Tigers.
Tigers.
Oof, we're going to be getting everyone the same picks in college this week. I'm going LSU at home as well.
Pick Alabama, Joe.
No, this is a clean sweep for me. I was back and forth on this one a little bit, but Alabama's got some issues, guys. Mike, you've done a good job of kind of pointing them out, specifically in the secondary, and that just kind of scares me away with LSU's passing attack the way it is. Now, if it were the opposite and you're talking about, you know, Alabama's got an elite secondary and their run defense is a little bit suspect, then I'm a little bit different. But give me LSU plus 2.5 here, guys. I got a couple points to work with in Death Valley. It should be a fun game. Moving on, NFL Week 10. We're starting off with tonight's game. Thursday Night Football, the Bengals at the Ravens. Ravens 6.5-point favorites at home.
Yeah, I'm going to take Baltimore. Just don't like what I've been seeing out of Cincinnati all around. The defense is pretty porous, and Joe Burrow's weapons besides Jamar Chase kind of concern me here. I just like Lamar and King Henry tonight to roll to a big victory, and I'll take that 6.5. Given 6.5.
Can I take the over?
Yeah, right.
On this, I'm gonna take Cincinnati in the points.
Ooh.
So Bobby agrees with you. Mike, I agree with Steve. I'm taking the Ravens here. And I saw a stat that popped up, and the reason I'm taking the Ravens is because of this specifically. Jamar Chase in four games without T. Higgins this season. This is via Ryan Mink on social media. 26 catches, 194 yards, one touchdown. Jamar Chase in five games with T. Higgins this season. 29 catches, 523 yards, and six touchdowns. I know the Ravens' defense has been kind of prone to giving up some splash plays in the passing attack this year. But it seems like you kind of mentioned there, Steve, the only one really there is Jamar Chase. T. Higgins is hurt. Zach Moss is hurt. Like, I don't know, guys. I'm going with Baltimore here. I don't like the Bengals' run defense. Give me Baltimore in the 6.5 points.
I think it's close. I think the Ravens win it, but, man, I've seen their secondary. Man, Jameis Winston carved them up.
Right. They give up some splash plays.
Oh, goodness.
All right, moving on, guys. We got the Steelers at the Commanders. Washington opens as 2.5-point favorites at home. Bobby's got the Commanders, and I tend to agree with them. I mean, they're just rolling right now, guys. Give me Washington at home. I know that their defense has been playing a lot better recently, you know, against this Steelers offense. Give me the Commanders minus 2.5.
Yeah, I like Jaden Daniels in Washington here as well. I don't know if you gentlemen saw that Hail Mary pass is now in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. So congratulations.
Jaden
Daniels
already
in the Hall.
You're one. Jaden's
in. Rookie year, so I'll give the 2.5 of Washington.
Yeah, I'll go with Washington also.
Clean sweep again, boys. And moving on, we have an NFC South matchup. The Falcons, 3.5-point favorites in New Orleans against the Saints.
Give me Atlanta.
I'm going to be different here against Mike, and I'm going to give me the Saints. I'm going to go with that Darren Rizzi interim head coach bump that you mentioned, and just think if you are going to win another game this season, it's going to be against the division rival. And I know these are tough, tight matchups. I just think the Saints come out with that extra oomph in this one. So I'll give the points to Atlanta.
You have to pull out the stops, but, I mean, who is Derek Carr throwing to?
Yeah, I know. I hear you. Just give me a heavy dose of AK and Hill, please.
Yeah, give me Atlanta here. Steve, you're standing alone with the Saints on this one.
I'm alone.
Yeah, I knew A-Bear was going Atlanta.
Yeah, Bobby's got the Falcons as well, -3.5. And then our final game of the week, guys, Sunday Night Football, the Lions, 3.5-point favorites on the road against the Houston Texans.
Oh, Detroit for me. Houston's so banged up right now.
And Detroit's the best team in football right now. I mean, you can say what you want about the Chiefs being 8-0. I think Detroit's playing better.
But, man, Houston, I think they had a puncher's chance if they had their weapons. But now, man, they devoid at wide receiver. And, man, they really miss Nico Collins. So, to me, I got to go with Detroit.
I did a quick little look here because I'm torn. Seeing Lions 4-0 on the road, Texans 4-0 at home. What's going to give in this one? I agree. The Detroit Lions looking at least in contention to be that one of the best teams in the NFL right now. They definitely have the offense with Goff. I can't believe I'm saying that. I've never been a fan, and he's been pretty impressive this season. The defense all around has been a tough nose, you know, with Dan Campbell. This team just finds a way to grind things out. I'm going to take them in Houston.
This is a clean sweep, guys. Bobby's got the Lions. I got the Lions. This is the one thing. I remember, Mike, we talked to Stink about this, Mark Schlereth, and I said that, you know, kind of the overreaction about C.J. Stroud having a quote-unquote sophomore slump has been a little bit overblown, and it's because of the situation around him. As you mentioned, they're really banged up in the wide receiver room. Nico Collins was really kind of putting on that all-pro type of season before he got hurt with the hamstring. But then that offensive line has just been so bad.
They suck.
It's been awful.
Really bad.
To be blunt.
No, I mean, it's been terrible. So the half point scares me a little bit. You know, I think it will be a decently tight game between two really good teams. But give me the team I'm more confident in. Give me Detroit -3.5 at on the road in Houston.
So that is a wrap on our pick six, huh?
Yeah, we have a lot of clean sweeps here. The Commanders, the Lions, Georgia, LSU. So, you know, we're all either going to have really good weeks or really bad weeks. So stay tuned to that.
So we're all in agreement on 4 of the 6 this week. So, yeah,
so
like
all
you said,
of us are going to stink.
I expect a lot of bad records, but we'll check in next week with it.
Okay, we're going to take a break right now and be closing out the next segment right after this. After the next hour, we're going to be getting more into the Alabama versus LSU matchup. The managing editor of Tide Illustrated, Tony Sakalis, will join us as we get some inside info on those Crimson Tide. We're going to take a break, though, right now and be back with more Sports Talk at the Treasure Chest right after this. So stay tuned on WWL. Back here on Sports Talk as we close out the 5 o'clock hour, getting ready for Thursday Night Football, 7 o'clock action here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Going to be a fun one tonight, folks. Baltimore Ravens, Cincinnati Bengals, Burrow versus Lamar. Anxious to see this one. I think, like you mentioned, Mike, I'm taking the over in this one for sure.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are. Both defenses are really – no, they ain't even matzah. They both have been pretty bad this year.
Heading to news right now. When we get back, we'll break down more of Bama taking on LSU and, of course, Saints-Falcons. Be right back after this on WWL. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.